Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
You've got today, you got tomorrow, and then that is it to win a brand new 2024 Audi Q3 with a raffle ticket for only $100. All 100 bucks of that is going to Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah, so you have to go to burtsbigadventure.org to get your raffle ticket. And like Burt said, you have today, and then you have until 5 tomorrow. And then that's it. No more raffle tickets. And we limit the raffle tickets to give you an even better chance at winning this Audi Q3. So we've limited them. Go ahead, get your raffle ticket. The $100 goes to Burt's Big Adventure. And then we could be drawing your name and calling you up and being like, hey, guess what? You're getting a new Audi.
And it feels good, too, because all the money's going to Burt's Big Adventure. So buy your tickets today or tomorrow, burtsbigadventure.org. So, Abby, you might be in debt to Rebecca for the rest of your life.
I'm forever indebted to social media producer Rebecca. I feel like we need to do a slow clap for her, for what she did for me while I was leaving for London. Thank you. Rebecca.
Wow,
Rebecca saved not only my cat, but my sanity. Now, if you don't know, if it's not obvious from the sound of my voice, I am a single, lonely cat lady. I live alone in an apartment by myself with nothing but my hopes, my dreams, my pride, my dignity, and my cat. And I was flying out to London for stupid reasons on Thursday. And I have a lot of anxiety leaving my cat by myself because the cats aren't like dogs. Like, you can't really just leave them with anybody, like, to take care of them. So you're sort of like, you're kind of stuck with very little options. Like, you either need to leave them with a family member that they know and trust and respect, or you got to leave them totally by themselves because cats get very stressed out around strangers. So I, having to leave on Thursday to go out of the country, set up my cameras, cleaned my apartment, did everything I needed to do to have peace of mind to make sure that my cat was going to be okay while I left, leaving all the food out, you know, vacuuming up all the small things that she could choke on the floor. Like, it feels like you're leaving a toddler by themselves for a couple of days. And so,
which is not recommended.
Which is not recommended. Maybe for a cat, though.
My parents did it. I ended up fine.
And so I was having a lot of
jury still out.
I have a lot of anxiety about leaving her. And the first time I left out of the country about 2 months ago, like, I was inconsolable. Like, I was sobbing on the ride to the airport because I'm like, I hope she's going to be okay. This feels very selfish that I'm leaving. And if something happens, then I'm going to have to see it on my Blink camera and I'm not going to be able to go get her. And I was just freaking out and panicking. So this time around, I left a key at the office. I was like, just in case for emergencies, I know people will be here. I had my camera set up. And honestly, I was feeling a lot better this time around. I was like, I've done this rodeo before. It was fine the first time. It'll probably be fine the second time. So I'm a little more lackadaisical, if you will, this time than I'm leaving my cat. So much so that I left this big heavyweight blanket that I have on my couch. I just kind of threw it over the side because sometimes she likes to scratch it up. I put over some pillows. I'm like, maybe she'll snuggle on it. And I left my apartment. don't think twice about it. But of course, I get my Uber, I'm on my way to the airport, and I start to feel a little bit of anxiety bubble up inside me. I was like, oh, my baby. I'm leaving her for a couple of days. I miss her. So I'm like 5 minutes from leaving my apartment. And I check the Blink camera just to make sure she's still good. And I'm watching her like slink around my apartment, looking like she was up to no good. You know, putting her tail on the side of the couch, having a little nibble on her food. Then she hops up on the couch, which is unusual. She typically just sits on her little cat tower, watches the birds and the ants outside, and it's fine. But then she starts getting around this heavy blanket that I have on the side of my couch. And then I see her burrow underneath it. And I'm like, that's fine. She's just checking out what's under there. She's probably going to come out soon. And then 5 minutes passes, and then 10 minutes pass, and then 15 minutes pass. And I'm like, oh my God, my cat's going to suffocate. My cat's going to suffocate under my heavy blanket, my heavy wool blanket. And I start sobbing violently, thinking about how I'm doing this stupid, selfish thing, flying out to another country for stupid reasons. And my cat is going to die on this camera, and I'm never going to see her again. So I immediately text the Burt Show youth group, and I'm like, is anybody at the office? Can anyone get my key and go check in on my cat? And Rebecca, I end up texting her because I trust her the most. Sorry to everyone else. And I said,
understandable.
I will Venmo you $50 right now if you go move a blanket off of my couch because I think my cat is about to die.
And I said down because I'll do anything for a buck.
Yeah, she's down for a check. And then thank God an hour later, I'm in the airport. I'm sitting at an airport bar and I see a little notification from my Blink camera. And Rebecca it says motion detected. And there's Rebecca just playing with my cat, hanging out, making sure she's alive. And I just feel so indebted to you because I would have had so much anxiety about my cat passing away and suffocating under my Delta Zeta blanket that I've had for 15 years on my couch.
I appreciate being lauded as a hero, but I do have to say that Della certainly was not in distress until I think I got there. Right. I mean, animals, I feel like they usually like me, I think, because they can sense that I'm better than other people. And I have like a kind soul and good spirit. But as soon as I walked through your door, Della was bounding over, very excited, immediately was not having me, very unhappy to see me, was like, that is not my mother. I went running for her blanket fort. And I'll tell you, she was very upset that I had to dismantle her blanket fort. I'm going to say that she probably wasn't in immediate distress. And when I got that text, I was like, okay, girl to girl, this is a text from someone with clinical anxiety, but I've been there. So I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go take care of it. I was like, where can I put this blanket? Because I need to put it on camera somewhere that she can see it, that I know she won't have me come back and move it again.
Why? It was $50 every time you come back. I wouldn't have moved it at all. You could have made $400.
That's true. Honestly, true. No, but Della and I became fast friends after she did take a little chomp at me. A little chomp.
Stop, you liar. No, she would never. You're going to be that mom. Quit putting this on my cat.
Not my angel. She's not capable of that.
And if she did, you're clearly a stranger in her territory. She would have every right to defend herself. What if some random came into your apartment? You're not going to have the right to bare teeth? Like, what the heck?
Well, the $50 will cover some of the tetanus shots.
Very true. No, I was asking for it, honestly, not to victim blame. But yeah, no, Della and I became fast friends.
Everything's okay. Everybody's alive.
Everything's good.
Thank God.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.